covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
More trouble brewing for Hillary Clinton and her legacy of whatever that turns out to be. You know, and for Judicial Watch, you just have to say these folks are tenacious, to say the least. They grab onto something small, agile, and tenacious is this organization. 756 new pages of documents revealed yesterday as part of the transparency lawsuit by Judicial Watch that seemed to contradict everything that Hillary Clinton's insistence under oath in 2015 that she had turned over all of her sensitive work-related materials to the State Department. That doesn't appear to be the truth now. That doesn't appear to be the truth at all. There's a whole slew of new classified documents that have come off. A newly unearthed batch of redacted, heavily redacted, classified emails with her in contact with Israel and Russia and the UK. This comes from a trove of 72,000 documents the FBI recovered and turned over to the State Department in 2017. And it underscored the apparently significant political threat to the Obama administration felt at the hands of Israel. Many of these documents, so they were very concerned. For example, Clinton's discussions with Tony Blair included a classified 2011 conversation on foreign policy, another classified redacted 2011 conversation concerning a speech. Not clear what that is. Clinton also apparently discussed job-related topics with Blair on January 16th. Note the date, January 16th, 2009. The reason that's important is because George W. Bush is still president, and I might remind you that we have been fed this diet of nonsense that somehow General Michael Flynn was in, you know, was out of bounds when he was talking to Russia during the transition and before Donald Trump had taken the oath of office, which is complete nonsense because that's what American governments do in transition. They reach out to allies and adversaries alike to make sure they have open lines of communication. It's the way it's always been done. In one of these, reference Gaza dated January 16, 2009, Clinton writes to Blair that said he wanted to have this matter resolved before Tuesday. Clinton replied, "Tony, we are finally moving, and I am looking forward to talking with you soon, as I am confirmed tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. Your emails are very helpful, so please continue to use this address, hr15@att.black.net, her personal, unsecured, handheld device." The problem is, this all contradicts what Hillary Clinton said. Not under oath, of course, you know. Democrats have long criticized, as I said, Michael Flynn, say that he somehow had violated the Logan Act, which has never been enforced on anyone, by talking to Sergey Kislyak. Meanwhile, according to the documents, retired Army General Jack Keane, and this is important because he is a Fox News contributor, and I am sure he'll be asked about this today, sent Clinton a heavily redacted classified email concerning Iraq policy in 2009 on a topic so urgent that Keane noted that he had tried to call Clinton personally before sending it. Separately, two email chains showed the apparently close coordination between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, which has long been accused by Republicans of operating essentially a corrupt pay-to-play system, and that effectively sold access to the Obama administration. That has been the claim, and apparently there's light coming to that now. Donations to the Clinton Foundation plummeted, in fact, almost disappeared entirely after the 2016 election loss. In one email thread, this is from Fox News now, in one email thread, top Clinton aides to the State Department, including Uma Abedin, coordinated a trip to Haiti with Clinton Foundation officials, including the director of advance, John Zimmerebner. Bill and Hillary Clinton were headed to Haiti to promote a $300 million project funded by U.S. taxpayers through USAID that was later called a disappointment by any measure. A disappointment by any measure. And then, of course, there are the odd comings and goings of Sidney Blumenthal. You know, Sidney Blumenthal has been a, you know, part of the Clinton machine for a very long time. In a particularly striking January 2009 email uncovered by Judicial Watch, Blumenthal apparently told Clinton that Jewish institutional leaders were working to derail President Obama's appointment of George Mishal as special envoy to the Middle East. Citing sources, Blumenthal warned Clinton that every one of your conversations and communications with Bibi Netanyahu flows directly and instantly back to top Jewish leadership. Now, this is in unclassified, open, unsecured email servers back and forth. Blumenthal also said, good cop, bad cop, in a memo titled Good Cop, Bad Cop. Mitchell, according to Blumenthal, was politically vulnerable because he was of Arab descent and was facing attacks carefully scripted by top Jewish leaders. I bet that's going to go over big today. Blumenthal added that Bibi and the Jewish leadership should be expected to use political means, including outsourcing, personal attacks to counter moves the administration seeks in any peace process or negotiating or initiating any negotiations. And you know, Bibi is deeply connected to political networks in the U.S. media and so on and so forth. And it goes on and on. And let me point this out again. This is about 750 pages of 72,000 that were discovered in 2017 that Judicial Watch is on the track of and is going to track down. So make no mistake, this contradicts everything that Hillary Clinton told investigators at every step of the way. She lied a lot and repeatedly. Will it mean anything? Probably not. Are they going to lock her up? No, probably not. But did she lie? Seems perfectly apparent she did. Repeatedly. Over and over. Didn't use that for classified information. I didn't know what classified was. It's your job to know. It is your job. Incompetence is not an excuse. Just so we're crystal clear about that. Incompetence is not an excuse. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get a free water test today and find out about that new PFAS Premier system by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell them Steve sent you on over. Let's see here. Coming up in the program, Todd Wood's going to be here. Later, Shane Hagedorn, actor, writer, producer, who's about to hit the big time. Don't miss any of it straight ahead right here on a Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.